All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a few minutes. I know that a bunch of people are in fleets in another channel, especially if you are a hacker, you're a fucking hero. I've got a bunch of things to say about the importance of F2 hacking and how much it has allowed us to accomplish today. Not just today, the last couple of regions. Here we are halfway through region number 3. It's pretty fucking badass. Just like at the Illum meeting this week, we actually have a shitload of stuff to go over, but I'm going to blast through it as quickly as possible because we need to get out to murder, murder, murder. We're going to be talking about that murder and what to look forward to in the next couple days. All right, I'm going to start this out here by showing you. If you haven't taken a look at it yet, and since there's 850 people on Mumble, there's 370 in the Fireside, we have a bunch of people that are out on Ops. Again, hopefully you guys can hear this on the recording. I checked in with the FCs before the Fireside. They told me to just go ahead and hit it and quit. So take a look at fucking Tenerifus. Let's go ahead and get in on this. I have often been in the situation where I have wanted to have offensive punitive operations against our enemies. And after a certain number of regions, usually one or one and a half, people will get tired. People will flag. They will stop turning up to fleets. They will stop sending hackers to fleets. That has not been an issue. We always need more hackers and we need more people in fleets, and that's great. But I really want to hand out just a shitload of gold stars here, guys. I am delighted that I am able to begin this Fireside with a map of Tenerifus, which has already been half-glassed. This is a relentless amount of work. You guys have been out there all day, every day. Sometimes the puppies form, a lot of times the puppies hide. We know that they have north of 170 dreadnoughts in and around the area. They flashed that card at us a couple of weeks ago. They have not used them yet, but we know that they have this dread bomb. We know that the enemy, PL and NC Dot, have deployed against us out of XVV, which is conveniently one midpoint away from our stager. I want to talk about stagers here, because I want to address those of you that have been so willing to follow the purge fleets and main restage time after time after time. We are not going to be restaging anytime soon. When I say anytime soon, I mean, you know, next, you know, couple of weeks or something like that. Basically, you guys kicked so much ass and purged so quickly that we had to hop, 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 hop. And now we are in JY1. JIY. You know, CCP has JI1. Not the one with attack in it. There we go. If you have been sitting around being confused as to where we're fucking staging on this Jeff deployment, you are not alone. We have had to stage and stage and stage because the enemy has retreated, retreated, retreated. And I want to give you guys an overall picture as to where we are, what we are doing, and why it matters. So, first of all, if you needed proof that these guys were pappies still, the fact that PL and NC Dot deployed to help them, the fact that Horde is here to help them, the fact that what was left of Test at least showed up a few times in theory to try to help them as incompetently as they can, that is all the evidence you need to know. These are pappies, these are pappy territory, and they want to stop you from getting the vengeance that we are seeking here. Our job is to glass this fucking region. We know that they're going to come after us again because that's what they always inevitably do, and this is a huge opportunity while they're on the run to just twist the fucking knife. We've been doing that. It's been fantastic. And especially, I want to give a huge shout out to everybody that has hopped into Hacking Ship. Under the leadership of some of our new rising stars, I mean, he's not new, he's been with our organization for a long fucking time, but unfortunately he keeps doing the competence thing. I've got a big shout out here for Vex to Snipe, who has been helping manage hackers on the field. So if you are looking to do anything possible to help out, look at that map of Tenerifus. Look how much purging we have done. We need more hackers. We need them now. If you're in a situation listening to this Fireside and you're like, gosh, I could get in my fucking F2 hacker and do something useful, please do. We have optimized the systems ever better, such that it is, well, I mean, you can see the results for yourself. I mean, look at fucking Dotland. That is a good, proper glassing in progress. We do need more, though. So Vex and everybody who has been doing work in the hacking trenches, this win is because of you guys, and we really appreciate it. Got some questions here in Elysium, and I'm going to give away some bingo bait here for my friend BP. This is obviously you ask questions in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. You don't put them in Mumble. And we are going to have more shout outs. Never fear. There's a lot. But there is a question of, is this going to be Imperium space? And no, we are just sweeping through here, setting everything on fire. And we will be fucking off once we are done purging, burning, and killing. Whelp Squad apparently just went out there and owned some faces. High five, boys. High fives, boys and girls.
Woo!
A lot of dead pappies there. Okay. It's always interesting to do these firesides when there's a whole bunch of different things happening. So right now, you guys might be thinking, oh, hey, we're glassing Tenerifus. Hey, the bad guys have retreated to 4060p. Oh, wait, 4060p, the fort there has been knocked into, I don't know which, it was going to be armor or hull timer coming up next, but we've reinforced that. We've got their fucking iHub in 4060p, which is their latest stager. You might have gotten confused. If you're confused about Goonswarm and Imperium stagers, don't worry. The enemy is also confused about their own because they had some stuff in T2. Then they ran to DZ6, then we purged that. We purged T22, and now they're in 4060p, which has also been reinforced. So at every opportunity we have to knock these guys' shit into asset safety, where due to the joys of Rattati, it's harder and harder for people who are not as well off and as well organized as we are to get their shit out. This is every opportunity you have to put them on the run and then hit them again and again is more shit just flying into the void, which is excellent. And as Apple Pear pointed out, they started in TR07 and also had NX5. So there are a lot of stagers changing because the bad guys are getting their asses kicked by you glorious motherfuckers that are turning up to twist the knife. So we appreciate that. Okay. I have a bunch of interesting economic stuff. It's actually interesting because it will relate directly to war and murder, but we're going to be talking about that next week. We've got a bunch of directors who are working hard to analyze some things, and there's going to be an announcement of what we're going to be doing next week. We're going to get the capital production lines churning again and get as many, you know, you guys know how we roll, right? If we're at war, we are killing puppies. And as soon as we have the ability to make the big boy toys again, which is what we're working on, we're testing to see how the new supposedly unfucked CCB system is working. And once our test runs are done, then we're going to open the floodgates. We'll have a lot more information about that next week, but this is not just a matter of, hey guys, we're purging Tenerifus and there's nothing else going on. We've got the Tenerifus purge, and then there's some, I think it's going to be pretty interesting big plays and big projects we're going to be talking about at next week's Fireside. You guys know me. I always want to talk about things early before they're ready, because if I get a bug up my ass and I'm like, oh, hey, here's this cool new thing. But I am being very restrained here because the adj is just waiting in the wings to talk shit about how I can't keep my mouth shut. See? See? Look. So anyway. I'm gonna go into some of the more detailed bullet points here for you guys. So there's a bunch of other shit going on. We are collectively unfucking our organization. We've been shaking the dust off. We have been just optimizing and unfucking in org after org after org. Part of that has been the relentless nagging you have all received about ESIs. Nobody likes getting nagged about anything, but it is important. And honestly, I'm really happy that Rat Knight decided he wanted to jump on this grenade and chase everybody down. You have been bombarded with pings. You have been bombarded with forum mails. And at this point, if you're purged for ESI noncompliance, we don't really have much more we can do. We are trying to reach everybody. Check your shit. And if you find yourself purged from the organization and our IT side of things, because of that, we did try to warn you. So please check your shit. If you've got an alt corp in Goonswarm, we need you to do a bang corp check. Non-compliant alt corps are going to start getting removed this week. And this does apply to your friends that are playing other games, like particularly people who have taken a break or have wandered off or something like that. Or if you're on a corp Discord with them or whatever, reach out to your friends and let them know that they need to check their ESI stuff. This is a consequence of success, actually, which is kind of a funny thing to be saying. Our developers have been doing a tremendous amount of heroic work, right? Like, we are able to talk about, hey, we've got our shit correct, and so now we can bring all of our ESI stuff into compliance. We can get our alt corps figured out. We've sorted out a bunch of the Geiss and manager issues. All of this stuff is a credit to the developers that have been busting tons of ass, and some of them have been doing things on stuff I can't even talk about on Fireside. So high fives all around. Got another very specific couple of shout-outs here. This is great. I love having specific shout-outs. Nemus Adirian has been doing heroic work on Capsworm fuel contracts, along with a bunch of other Capsworm fuelers. It is not easy being a Capsworm fueler when we are relentlessly chasing the Pappies further and further into, well, I guess now they're on the border of Deterid. They're still technically in Tenerifus. They're just as far away from us as they possibly can get. And that is again, staging systems, things have been moving around a lot. We're going to be here where we are for a while. We're going to let everybody catch up. This campaign is not over. You guys have been kicking tons of ass. Look at what is left of Tinnerfist, and please do get into JIY with everybody else and be nice to your fucking Capstorm fuelers. They do a ton of work to get your fat ass the fuel you need to be where you are. More shout outs. More. Officer Kat Von Kat doing recon and move ops all the time. We also have scouts too. It's not just recon. The scouts, look at the fucking scouts channel. If you're involved in scouts, you know what's up. So we've really been unfucking and I'd say successfully deploying our military. And, you know, we've obviously had some missteps and oops and whelps along the way because it's Goon Swarm and that's what we do. But the other thing that Goon Swarm does better than basically everybody else is when we get our faces smashed into brick wall, at least after a couple of times, we learn from our mistakes and we pivot and we unfuck. So there's been a lot of that going around, and I'm very happy with that. I want when we're talking about hackers, one other thing here, it's not just about getting an F2 hacker and go do your thing, which is wonderful. GSFOE is a whole hacking organization and they deserve shout outs and membership as well. And yes, Kat Von Kat, you did in fact get a shout out. High fives. And you just turned up to hear that. So there you go. There's some stuff here that I can't talk about until next week. So I'm not going to talk about it. Alas, let me check my notes. All right, let's go ahead and take some questions here. I believe I've given a whole bunch of shout outs. There's stuff I'm excited about for next week, but I can't talk about it now. We're also get yelled at even more. Berlin, absolutely. Goon Berlin. It is July 9th and 10th. All of us are going to be descending there. If you skipped out on FanFest, even if you attended FanFest, we all want to get a chance to see everybody, and I am very excited about the idea. It's going to be huge. It's going to be crazy. I have never actually partied in Berlin, which is a huge oversight on my sort of globe-trotting, wretchedly cosmopolitan, you know, club kid resume. So we're going to unfuck that. So if everyone, if you're holding back on stocking the market and doing the whole supply chain thing into JI1, please get with it. We are going to be serious about this one. We're not going anywhere for at least a little bit. We do understand that it has been very difficult to keep up the supply chains, considering the enemy keeps retreating and we keep purging everything that they know and love. But we're feeling pretty good about this stager, and please do get it stocked properly. Do I have more pings of despair from Constantine about Tinnerfist? Yes, I do. Let me take a look at this one and see if it's safe to release. Oh, thank you. All right. So, I'm just going to go. So, fuck it, dude. Apple, am I cool to just ping this to everybody then? Because then I can just...
Yeah.
Okay, so this is news then. Tomorrow, this is for 4060p, which is the latest stager that they have hidden in, and it's the one that's bordering up to Deterred. Quote, Max Quadra Pinta CTA. He's never said this before, so, you know, it's super, super serious. If it's a Max Quadra Pinta 4x5 CTA, I don't know. 1500 EVE tomorrow. It's going to be an early form up, but that kind of makes sense considering the timers they have. They're forming at 1500 EVE tomorrow. And he says, quote, potential last fight of this war. Tomorrow we are going to fight all day, try to be early. Content from morning is coming, unquote. And this is hot off the presses as of 7 minutes ago in the middle of this fucking fireside. So I'm literally just going to copy and paste this bad boy and ping the entire fucking Imperium because I love my job. Enjoy. Okay. All right. So, get your shit into JI1, stock that market, get shit on contracts, and get ready for a fuckfest tomorrow. In fact, if you can participate in the fuckfest today, there is a fuckfest. Look at Tinnerfist. It is burning as we speak. So what I want people to be doing in the immediate aftermath of this fireside, if you have not already taken one of your alts and put it in one of the hacking fleets, we're going to sweep this fucking region. We're going to burn down everything that these people know and love that is not fast enough to get out of our tantrum radius. And the more of you that turn up with bells on today and tomorrow, if you can be there early to interdict whatever these fucks are up to, then it's going to be great. I am very excited to see what happens here. I'm delighted that this guy made the error of telling us when their Quadra Maxa Penta CTA is going to be during the middle of a fucking fireside. So 1500 Eve tomorrow onwards, that's when they're turning up, and we're going to see what we can fucking do. So, oh boy. They done did it now, guys. They done did it. So I don't know if this is going to be the last fight. I don't know why he's saying it's the last fight, because him saying it's the last fight implies that we are going to be stopping fighting. This ends when we say it ends, not when Constantine the Sincere says it is. But if he wants to tell everybody tomorrow that they're going to have some sort of a last stand, what that tells me and what I can tell you is that tomorrow the pubbies might actually fucking fight properly against us. And that would be glorious. Remember, they brought more than 170 dreads down here. They showed them 2 weeks ago. Technically, they showed 163, but I believe they brought some more into the theater. We may see some action. PL and NC Dot are here. They're in XVV. It's right there. So 4060p tomorrow is going to be fucking hot, and we are going to bring it. We are going to fucking bring it. Canadians have the day off tomorrow if it's Victoria Day. That's fantastic. Okay, yeah, so I wasn't... Another shout-out for fucking Vex to Snipe there. Plus two hubs, one during the fireside. Amazing work. Absolutely amazing work. If you've tried out hacking before and gone, gosh, this isn't very well organized, or gosh, I'm not so sure about that, we've been doing a lot of work and trying to make hacking more efficient and more entertaining for everyone. And the proof is in the pudding. It is a different environment out there, and please do get involved. Doing Entosis for the first time today with seven characters. Hail Satan, my dude. Hail Satan. All right. Yeah, shout out to Rat Knight for chasing all the space paperwork on Outlaw Corps. I actually already gave him a shout out, but he deserves another one because he jumped on a grenade that not many people would be willing to do. I know it sucks to get nagged about the ESI stuff. I know it's not entertaining, but it is very important organizationally, because that is how we keep the fucking spies out. Or we track the spies. Absolutely. I haven't given much bingo bait today, I suppose. CSM ballot. That would be correct. CSM silly season has begun, as you've seen. We had a teach-in on the fireside yesterday. This economy needs both Kazanier and Angry Mustache to be there to help teach them how their game actually works to better unfuck it. There's nobody in the organization, there's nobody in the galaxy who has better finance know-how and more detailed, gritty in-game know-how about market trends and how everything actually works than that tag team of Kazanier and Angry Mustache. And of course, our allies in the initiative are Running Brisk and Pando. We have a few other candidates as well. I've said before, if we get three, we're happy. If we get four, we're ecstatic. And as somebody pointed out on the meta show yesterday, and I thought this was very clever, if we get five, CCP changes the voting system such that we can't ever do that again. So that's what to expect for CSM stuff, guys. All right. I really want you guys to consolidate in J. I'm going to try to get it right. It's always weird when CCP has the I's and the 1's together. It's super easy to slip up on. It's J-I-1, 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 J-I-1. Stock that market. We're going to be staging for the purge out of there. We're going to be settling in for a little bit, which I'm not going to say the exact dates or times on this, obviously, because the enemy is listening, but I know we've been moving stagers like every fucking week, and we're going to be here for a hot minute, guys. We will attempt to get move ops going for tomorrow's Fuckfest, and so I'm going to say that now for the Quad team and everybody involved in Jeff. We are going to want to do that. We're going to be pushing goons into this. Remember, the leader of the enemy coalition has, in the middle of this fireside, sent a ping saying that tomorrow is going to be, quote, the last fight of this campaign, unquote. Certainly might be the last fight that they want to have. We are going to bring them a present. And if it is actually the last fight, we will see, because that's up to us. It's not up to them. As the ad, unfortunately, the ad just spoiled it. It is not going to be the last fight. It is not going to be the last much of anything, except perhaps the last gasp of this dumb motherfucker's credibility in front of the rest of the game. But there you go. Okay, one last question here. Actually, a couple of them. Sorry, guys. I haven't done much bingo bait. As Casador points out, we definitely need people to train dread alts. As you can see, we are using dreads. We are using capital ships. We're even using titans and supercarriers in anger on a regular basis, because we come to fuck. This is who we are. It's what we do. So absolutely train dread alts. A question from Gavin is, quote, why are we horse trading with puppies versus just going fuck it with the goon ballot as per last year? We always horse trade with the puppies in some capacity. Last year, we were in the middle of a gigantic fucking war. And this year, a lot of the puppies that we were at war with are not actually pappies anymore. And I think this is an important thing to highlight as we are at war with the pappies right now. In the aftermath of us winning the Vietnam War so conclusively, several alliances that were pappies looked around and said, you know what? I don't have to be a pappy. Brave decided that they didn't want to be pappies. Fraternity, I haven't really seen them running around with the pappies. There's been a few ops that Fraternity has engaged in, but there are entities out there that have chosen to no longer be pappies. So when we are shitting on the pappies that we are fighting here, and we're talking about the pappies in general, keep in mind they are no longer the entire galaxy. And we want to encourage other people that used to be pappies to get a fucking life and stop licking Elf Boy's ass and maybe go try to find a fucking spine. Because if brave newbies can do it, nobody else has a fucking excuse. All right. Is PI important? We actually haven't talked about PI yet. We almost always talk about PI. There's a bunch of other stuff to talk about that we'll be talking about next week. But if we could get the links from Home Economics dropped here like we always do, we are in desperate need of all that PI as we are building up the drives within Delve to do things you'll hear about more next week. Okay. War and murder must be our priority. We need more hackers out there. We need you guys going on ops. We're being very efficient about this. Most of Tenerife has just been set on fire. Be around tomorrow from 1500 on. I know it's early. If you can make it, if you can manage it, do so. In the aftermath of this fireside, we need people to get hackers in fleets. We need people going on fleets because there are more iHubs that are going to go boom today. And then tomorrow, early on from JI1, you're going to be seeing tons and tons and tons of action. So spend today looking to your war gear, getting your shit correct, getting into the staging system, making sure that contracts are stocked, making sure that everybody is ready to rock, and then keep fucking purging iHubs through the night, and then stabby stabby knife twisty tomorrow for, quote, the last fight of the campaign. If these guys want to bring all of their fucking dudes tomorrow, because it's not just Legion of Death, it's not just Fire that have pinged this, all the fucking pappies that are involved in this fucking thing are going to be there tomorrow, so fuck them. Let's throw them a party. I will see you next week. We will be around through tonight and tomorrow burning these fucking regions down. I am very, very proud of all of you. You purged Faith Abelis. You purged Amist. And now look at the wreckage of Tenerife. And we are almost there for a third region in a row of glassing. And that is going to feel really fucking good. Let's get back out there. I will see you next week.